first off, we have to go in and ensure that America's put on a debt repayment plan. I mean, there's always talk, but until we actually get agreement in a bipartisan way to move America towards paying down our $16 trillion national debt, we're not going to make any progress. We have to control spending. Spending has increased exponentially over the last 3.5 years over previous administrations from the inception of our nation. We have to begin to control spending. I believe Washington has a spending problem. I'm not somebody who favors across-the-board spending cuts, but what we have to do is go in line by line in the federal budget in every single agency and ensure that we're able to cut out all the waste and fraud and begin to make some of those decisions that are going to be necessary to pay for putting America on a debt repayment plan. We borrow $3 billion a day right now just to pay the interest on the national debt. Imagine what $3 billion a day could do to shore up programs and make sure that they remain solvent, like Social Security and Medicare. Some of the proposals that are in Simpson-Bowles, I think, immediately address it. I'm not in favor of that entire plan, but some of the cost-cutting measures, I think, like ensuring that we freeze federal salaries for 3 years, ensuring that we cut down the vehicles in each agency, in the federal vehicle fleet, and that we go into each agency and we cut out non-essential travel and we do those things that are going to be able to put our federal government on a pathway to ensuring that we actually begin to change the philosophy. Instead of just what are we going to get in our budget next year, it's going to be how do we take that money and then begin putting it towards the national debt. But the key to paying down our national debt is growing our economy. And we cannot grow our economy with some of the proposals that are out there right now that Ernst & Young has said is going to cost hundreds of thousands of jobs in this country and 30,000 alone here in Illinois.